got a quorum, so we're gonna call this meeting to order. Can I get a roll call?
Hugh.
Present.
Solar.
Here.
Sexton.
Here.
Cagle. Carter. Baba.
Here.
Hoer.
Present. Need approval of the previous meeting, April 10th, 2026.
I'll move, Solar.
Approval of the agenda?
No, approval of agenda first.
Right.
I moved and approved. Is there any discussion?
I moved the agenda to be approved.
Thank you. Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Now we approve the minutes of the previous meeting, April 10th, 2026.
I will still make that motion.
I will second.
Can I get a motion?
She got one.
Already did.
We got the motion. We need to.
Motion and a second.
Just need discussion.
Any discussion?
Seeing that, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Public participation.
We've got our intern for the summer here, Evan. He's been helping us out since first of May, and he's gonna help us out through August, and maybe help us out during the school year if you got time.
Yep.
So he's a sophomore?
I'll be a junior.
You'll be a junior at the University of Illinois, so he's helping us out this summer.
Pleased to meet you.
You as well.
Okay, we got a presentation?
Yes, we do. Well, it's on the agenda though, so we'll skip the presentation from outside entities. None there.
Yes, no.
No.
Okay, communication from the board.
Present further down here. So we can skip this line item because we'll do presentations down here.
Yep.
Any communication from the committee? Seeing new business, county engineer.
We got the RPC CUMTD. We don't know what you guys all go by over there, but they're here to do their thing. So I'll turn it over to them.
It is just like an alphabetic soup. Good morning, everyone. This will be a pretty quick one. This one's so for the last month we were reviewing and got approval from the Rural Transit Advisory Group for our proposed intergovernmental agreement and vehicle lease agreement between Champaign County and CUMTD. So proposed changes, you all should have a copy of the intergovernmental agreement in your packets. Really, it's the same document that we had been using. The major updates that we had to it was removing the GATA requirements. That was like a platform that we had used in the past to do our budgeting and things like that for our grant requirements, but they no longer use that system. Yes, thank you. Yeah. I never heard
of that. I hated it.
It was awful, yeah.
Yes, it was.
As well as updating quarterly documentation requirements. That's something now that we have new program managers, I believe there's been more of a setting of expectations of what needs to be uploaded. So that was updated as well. The major change was a 3% increase to our rates for each year as a reflection of inflation. This would reflect in the office spaces and parking spaces, as well as a 3.5% increase in the maintenance rates due to COLA increases for the next three fiscal years.
And the contract is for 3 years?
Yes, the contract is for 3 years. Previously it was two, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've added on additional years. There's a breakdown, just the comparison between the previous years. So we'll be going into step 2, 24 is what we're gonna be charged, and then a slight increase in the next coming years. That's everything for the IGA. And then for our Bay Police Agreement, this one honestly had less changes than the IGA. The major difference was adding on our new vehicles that we received this past year. Everything in red is what we previously had. Those ones in the green are what we added this year. And yeah, just making sure that's updated, as well as the grants and everything included in that document. So.
One thing that you can notice if you go back, Emma,
yeah.
is we have a lot of vehicles under the proposed as vehicles covered under the new agreement. Mm-hmm. Well, many of the vehicles that are in red are vehicles that we are working inside of to be disposed because they are no longer operating. Then, but while we keep those vehicles under our jurisdiction, we have to keep them in the agreement. And once we dispose those vehicles, that takes a long time to get
there. They sit out here.
No, they are not here.
No, they're
oh, well, they used to sit out here.
Yeah,
those yellow ones.
They are in the MPD.
They're at the training, if you see the big training parking lot.
Maintenance facility. We remove them from the vehicle lease agreement. But in the meantime, we have to keep them there. That's why the lease is not a big thing. Oh, we have a lot of vehicles. No, there are five of them that are not in operation.
Yeah. Seven of those are ones I'm currently processing.
Seven.
So seven are out there. We are hopefully going to be receiving another two vehicles this year, fingers crossed, so, which is well.
Hopefully.
Yeah, if everything works out. Any questions from you all regarding the IGA or VLA?
Just a question about what's the plan for those older vehicles?
So I'm currently working with the program manager for disposals with the IDOT, and it's a pretty lengthy process. We've met with the bureau chief of CVP, which is the vehicle procurement process, and they shared with me that there is a different system I can use to upload all the vehicles at once. So I have been going through individually and like submitting a memo and documentation, as well as like images and an assessment of like the price of the vehicle currently. That's basically all I have to submit to them. And doing that for each and every one of them does take a long time. So thankfully, we're going to be working with Zoe to try and figure out a way to make it more streamlined, to hopefully get a mass disposal process in place. So yeah, right now, I do believe two of them are close to being wrapped up, and then they go to the disposal site, I believe, either in Springfield or in Kankakee. I think it's one of those. So.
What they do is I got the sites if they use them
for parts.
For parts, or if they are still
functioning.
They can auction the vehicles, or they can give the vehicles to other agencies that they may use them after doing some repairs to the vehicles.
Yeah.
I don't think that would be the case.
No, a lot of ours are like rusted through the frame, so they're, that's a whole thing.
The bottom of the vehicle.
Gone, so yeah, honestly, I think that's part of why the process takes so long is that IDOT's trying to assess how to get the most value out of the vehicles they've already bought, so they can transfer parts to whoever or get the vehicle to somebody else. But whenever the vehicle's got over 300,000 miles, I think they can just take it. So yeah, hopefully that answers your question.
Nice. It sounds like IDOT has their own procedures.
Yes, they're technically IDOT. Their vehicles under their control as well. We're just like the lessee, and so that's part of the process so that we have to go through them since they're technically owned by IDOT still.
All right, that's clear. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Well, we're asking for
approval. Yes. So A and B are those both?
Yes.
So they need approval from items A and B.
So moved, Carter.
Second, Sexton. Is that for both of them then?
It's open for discussion. Not all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
right. Thank you.
Thank you.
So the item C is the county and township motor fuel tax claims for April and May. They're in your packet there on pages 33-34. We're just getting kind of into the meat of the motor fuel tax program for the township, so you'll be seeing, well, we don't have a meeting in July, but August, I suspect you'll see lots of township motor fuel tax payments on the next go-around. But we need your approval to place those on file.
I'll move, Sullard.
Second, Carter.
Open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Next item D is the review of the striping bid tab, which I've handed out to y'all. It's not in your packet, but it's that tabulation of bids that I gave to you. We had this bid opening yesterday. You gave me the award authority to award this to the lowest responsible bidder at a meeting a couple months ago. You'll see there we had two bids, Precision Painting from up north and Varsity Striping, which is a female-owned business enterprise here in Champaign. Varsity Striping has done it every year since I've been here for 22 years, and you can see why. Their prices are really reasonable because they're right here. They don't have to do any mobilization, go anywhere. They can just send their trucks out and do our road. We have a very unique striping program because we also do the bids on behalf of townships and municipalities and everybody else besides Champaign and Urbana in Champaign County. So there's a lot of little things that they got to go around and take care of. So to have somebody from an outside entity try to come in and do that would be very difficult. And then we have our, we also put on there that we're going to be seal coating certain roads, and we want them to water blast the centerline stripes off before we seal coat it. And then when we're done seal coating it, we want them to come back and stripe it. So they can't just come in one shot and just spray everything at one time. They kind of got to do it incrementally, which leads to having, you know, more opportunity for a local bidder. But their prices are always very, very reasonable. You can see they're 32% under our engineer's estimate. $127,544.80. So I've awarded it to Varsity Striping based on the resolution that was passed and getting contracts together to get that done. So any questions about that? All right, we'll move on then. Item E, resolution for improvement of the Illinois Highway Code. This is a supplemental resolution for the project that we're doing right now. This is the Seymour slab from Monticello Road up to Seymour. We're doing a shoulder widening with asphalt, as well as a cold in place recycling and then an asphalt overlay on that entire stretch. The project was bid some time ago. We had originally had a resolution for $5 million to do the project. The bid came in at about $5.25 million. On the project, so we're just doing a supplemental resolution for another $500,000 to make sure that we got enough money in the authorization from IDOT to go ahead and pay the contractor once the contract is done. So I would ask for your approval of that resolution.
So moved, Pugh.
Second, Carter.
Moved and second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right, we've got a number of resolutions for contract award authority in the next four. Item F is a resolution for a and these are all coming because we're not going to have a meeting in July, and we're anticipating bids between now and August. I don't want to wait until the county board meeting in August to be able to award these, because then we're getting so late in the construction season, we probably couldn't get them done. So the first one is for Rantoul Township, section 24-20142. We've already got a bid opening set for this one for June 23rd. So we'll be those plans and specifications be going out to contractors here soon. And I'm asking for your authority. Of course, we'll bring the tabulation of bids back after the bid has been opened and approved, and and have you take a look at them, and I will only approve it if it seems reasonable and prudent for and in the best interest of the public. So ask for your approval of that resolution.
So moved, Sexton.
Second, Sully.
It's open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Next one is a resolution of contract award authority on County Highway 19, section 25001490OOBR. I don't know that we're going to get this one done this year. We've got some news that the environmental and the bridge condition report and so forth was not passed through IDOT in a timely manner. But if we were to get that done and we could bid it, I would like to have the opportunity to do it this year. So I would ask for your approval of that resolution as well. It's just, you can see the map there. It's just north of Sadorus. On County Highway 19. We plan on doing County Highway 19 next year as far as a recycle and overlay on that road. So we definitely want to get that project done before we actually do the roadway project so that they're not interfering with one another going forward.
I'll move approval.
I'll second.
It's open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Next one is H, County Highway 20, 25001500OBR. We've received preliminary plans for that one. In the process of reviewing them, IDOT's in the process of reviewing them, so I would anticipate that we would be bidding that one in the next 30 days or so. But that's on the Hensley Road. They're just east of Dewey Fisher Road, or Mattis Extended, is the roadway that you drive on in the city of Champaign. But we would anticipate definitely doing that one this summer and into the fall.
So moved.
Second, Pew.
So moved. And who seconded it?
Brett.
Moved and second. It's open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
And the last one in that realm is County Highway 8, 24001440OBR, County near Foosland. We've already did some preliminary review of the plans and given our comments to the consultant that's doing the work on that. They're waiting for the state to approve the bridge condition report and the hydraulic study, but hopefully that will get done here in the near future and we can move forward with getting that project done before the snow flies this year as well. So I would ask for your approval of that one.
So moved, Carter.
Second, Pew.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right. Moving on to J, approving appropriation from the county bridge funds for Raymond Township, 26211590OOBR. We had a bridge get struck. It actually took the bridge rail off the bridge and pulled the inserts that hold the bridge rail onto the bridge and did damage to the actual beams. We don't have any accident report that shows who did it, so we don't have any way of doing anything with an insurance claim. So we're working with Raymond Township. Ryan and Jenny and the group have put together a set of repair plans for this bridge. We're anticipating that it'll be $30,000 or less, which is our bidding threshold. We'll be taking quotes for this one on June 23rd, the same day as the Rantoul Township Bridge Project is getting its bids. There is one mistake on this resolution that I want to be noted in the minutes so that when it goes to the county board that it's corrected. in line six, it said the construction of the culvert, and it should say the construction of the bridge. So we'll change that and send a revised petition to the county board office for inclusion in the June 18th county board meeting, but I would ask for your approval of that petition and resolution.
Move, Sully.
Second.
Go ahead.
Oh, I don't care, go for it.
Second.
And moving to second, any discussion?
Just a question.
Yes, sir.
How long ago was it struck?
Month and a half, 2 months, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. So it's
hard. Go ahead. I find it hard to believe that nobody towed a car from there, or a vehicle from there, if it hit that thing that hard.
It kinked it out. I think they just hit it and drove on.
Maybe a semi or something larger.
It could have been a tractor.
Because
there's also some guardrail adjacent to it that they took out as well. We're not including that in this project, where that'll be a separate project. That's kind of a different contractor. So, but we believe that guardrail was struck a long time ago, and then the bridge was struck recently, according to what the Township Highway Commissioners are telling us. So, when they tell us that something's been struck, we get there within a day or two and take a look at it, and we give them our, you know, advice on what needs to happen. They go out and put up barrels so that it's, you know, so that people know that it's been struck, and wait for us to get it done for them. It's a long process because we got to put together a set of plans and we got to quote it, and then oftentimes the contractors have to get the materials. It's usually not the highest priority on their list because it's a pretty small project, so they try to squeeze it in. So my guess is if we get it done by harvest time, we might be lucky to get that project totally completed and wrapped up.
Is the bridge currently safe for travel?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we had that other one that was by Ludlow or something that was an emergency situation.
Rantoul, yeah. That one was a little bit more trafficked road and a little heavier hit. Mm-hmm. Than this one. So they've delineated it with barrels. Not much else they can do in the meantime. The rail's still there. It's just not attached to the end of the bridge on one end. So I think it would still keep somebody from going in the ditch if they hit it, but that might be the last of it.
It depends on what they hit it with.
Yeah.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
We have one last one, which is on the next page of your agenda. Petition requesting resolution approving appropriation of funds for Compromise Township 2606158. This is a culvert that's failing on a township road. It's an old rusted out culvert. They've got a dip in the road right now. And we have gone ahead and ordered a new precast concrete box culvert for them to use on this project. And obviously they're asking for our help to replace it. Estimated cost is $44,000. So basically the cost of the culvert will be around $22,000. And then the cost that the township will incur is actually installing the culvert and doing the work with a contractor of their own forces to put that culvert in, and we always double the cost of the actual purchase of the culvert to include in the resolution. So I would ask for your approval of that one as well.
So moved, Sully.
I'll second. Pew.
We moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
That's all I have, Madam Chair.
We're going to other business. Is there any other business that needs to come before the committee? Seeing none, the presiding officer has no report for the committee. Designated items
EFGHIJK.
Okay, you heard from me.
Do we need A and B on there as well?
And A and B, sorry, yeah. I thought A and B would take a lot longer because they sure gave us a lot of paper, but.
Actually, the contracts themselves are long, but.
Yeah.
They're always thorough and very informative.
Yeah, that was the fastest one I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Usually it's like half an hour or more. Okay.
I would like to mention something before you close. Is it okay to speak, Chair?
Say what?
Is it okay for me to speak?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got open meeting.
Okay. Well, this is Gun Violence Awareness Month. And I just want community members to get involved with this issue that every community is experiencing right now. Today, we're supposed to wear orange. I'm going to wear orange later to the event that I go to, but right now I got my work clothes on, but everybody in observation today is going to wear orange. We see this going on in our community and nationwide, and I just feel like we need to be more aware consciously and be more empathetic to those that have experienced gun violence. You know, my position in this community is to try to help those that have experienced gun violence and connect them to the resources that can help them with the trauma that they've experienced. So I would just ask you all to do the same. That's all.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, any more communication? Okay, if there's nothing else to come before the committee, I declare it's adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.